Today on Gardening in a Minute, garlands. Garlands are a wonderful holiday tradition brought by early settlers and date back as far as Greek and Roman times. Ropes of garland can be made from evergreen trees like pine, spruce, and cedar. Evergreen material is relatively easy to work with as it's quite pliable. Cut branches ranging in lengths from 6 to 12 inches long. Overlap the branches and attach them using twine or wire. Decorate your garland with pine cones, acorns, and dried flowers. Add some ribbons or bows, or even hang lights and ornaments from it, just as you do on a tree. Take a walk in the woods and find various species of evergreen to add interest, texture, and variety. Use your own imagination and bring some of nature's beauty home for the holidays. For more information about garlands and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pindo palm. When people think of Florida, they often think of palm trees, and the pindo palm is a great one for most Florida gardens. Many gardeners enjoy its distinctive fronds, which are blue-green in color and curved toward the trunk. Pindo palms are also quite cold-hardy, making them a smart choice for gardeners who live in areas that experience freezes. Pindo palms tolerate a range of soils and will grow best in full sun. They're slow growers, but can ultimately reach 20 to 25 feet tall. For a dramatic effect, use your pindo palm as a specimen plant in the middle of a lawn or mulched bed. And keep an eye out for the fruits it produces in late summer. You can even make jelly out of them. For more information about palm trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida frogs. Summer nights in Florida can be noisy thanks to Florida's abundant frog population. 27 species of frogs are native to Florida, including several species of toads. Toads have stout bodies and warty skin, so many people think they're distinct from frogs, but they're just a particular type of frog. Adult frogs range in size from 1 to 6 inches and typically feed on beetles, roaches, crickets, and other small invertebrates. However, the invasive Cuban tree frog that has colonized Florida is known to eat our native tree frogs. Learn how to tell the difference between native and invasive frogs by talking to your county extension office. That way you can keep an eye and an ear out for frogs this summer in your neighborhood. You can't miss them. For more information about frogs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, overwintering water gardens. Even though Florida's winters are relatively warm, you still need to make special provisions for your water garden this winter. Many plants begin to go dormant as weather cools, so stop fertilizing them around this time. Clean out any accumulated mud and fallen leaves, leaving an inch or two on the bottom. Frogs and snails need to burrow in this organic matter to survive the winter. You may want to cover your pond with bird netting for the season to prevent additional debris from getting into it. Your fish will find the warmest parts of the water and spend the winter there. You can feed them less frequently than you did in summer. With a little effort, you'll ensure your garden will spring back to life with warm weather. For more information about overwintering water gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, delphinium. Tired of planting the same cool season annuals year after year? If you're ready for something different, try delphinium. Starting in March, delphinium produces spikes of white, pink, or lilac blossoms that are great for cutting and using in arrangements. Delphinium also has delicate, lacy foliage that can add a soft background to garden beds or container plantings. The plants can grow 2 to 6 feet tall, depending on the variety. You should be able to find transplants now at your local garden center. Plant them in a spot that receives full sun and be sure to water and fertilize them. Don't worry about protecting delphinium from cold unless temperatures drop into the mid-20s. Once temperatures rise in summer, the plants will fade and you'll need to remove them. For more information about delphinium and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.